KSRN News, I'm John Scott. President Biden and Vice President Harris held an event at the White House today celebrating the 31st anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act. Over the decades, the law has helped make the country more accessible for people with disabilities by making changes to local infrastructure, building codes, and government policies. Utah Highway Patrol says at least 8 people died when 22 vehicles were involved in a pileup crash during a sandstorm. It happened Sunday afternoon on Interstate 15 near the town of Kenosha. At least 10 other people were reportedly taken to hospitals in critical condition. The Commerce Department reporting sales of new homes fell for a third straight month in June, dropping by 6.6%. That followed a 7.7% sales decline in May. The Dow ahead 36 points and the NASDAQ now up 3. This is SRN News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Today is a day that will feel like we're living in a sauna. The heat index is expected to reach a dangerous level. The actual high temperature today headed for the mid-90s, heat index near or above the 105 danger range. So slow down, stay hydrated. There will be some widely scattered random storms that'll cool down a few lucky towns, but many towns will get skipped. Tonight's low, a steamy 76. Tomorrow and Wednesday, scattered thunderstorms will be a little bit more numerous. Still, though, the high temperature will be in the low to mid-90s both days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you traveling this summer? How about a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker Motors? From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
For the Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. In Tallapoosa County, police say 70-year-old Michael Johnson's body was found in a wooded area of Highway 50 just south of Dadeville over the weekend. Police have identified a suspect and a warrant has been issued for the arrest of 59-year-old Willie Frank Wyckoff on murder charges. Please call the authorities if you know of Wyckoff's whereabouts. 2 people are dead and a third is in critical condition following a double murder and attempted suicide in Elmore County. Sheriff Bill Franklin says William Jeffries shot and killed his wife, Susan Jeffries, and his mother, Joyce Jeffries, before turning the gun on himself. William Jeffries is hospitalized in critical condition. Police say the shooting stemmed from a domestic dispute. And a sinkhole has developed in downtown Montgomery at the corner of North Perry and Jefferson Street. Drivers should avoid the area. MPD has that area blocked off. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
The following is a paid program by Dan Morris Productions. The views and opinions are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Drinking coffee straight from the pot. Power move. Wearing a bathrobe to work. Power move. Switching to super fast, extra reliable internet from WOW. Power move. Switch and save with WOW Internet for just $19.99 a month. It's switching season, so make a move with our best deal of the year. Get the speed you need starting with Internet 100 for just $19.99 a month. Plus, ask how to get $200 on us. Sign up at WOWWay.com today. Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Offer subject to change. Restrictions and terms apply.
Live local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Well, Not quite Dan here, but you guys have gotten used to that by now. Your favorite substitute teacher, April Marie Fogel here. I've got my good friend and the good friend of this show and so many of our listeners, John Williams, on the line. Hiya, John. You there?
Hey, are you there?
Ah, there you are.
Yeah.
I thought you were playing hard to get for a second there.
No, I think you had to hit that other button there or something there, but I'm with you now. Hey, you know, I had a chance to meet Bravo last week, and Bravo won the $75 gift card, and he is a nice guy. He's a big dude now. I wouldn't want to meet him in a dark alley if he's mad.
All right. He looked awful kind in that photograph you sent me.
Yeah, he's a very nice guy. He really is. Very nice guy. I've met a lot of the listeners of the show, and I'm yet to meet anyone that wasn't a nice person. Y'all have a great audience. I guess you know that.
I do know that. You know, it's so funny because I was talking about you over the weekend with a friend who is going through home ownership madness right now, and we were talking about how our different mortgage experiences were. Now, I didn't have a smooth sailing with my mortgage. It took forever, and I got passed from one person to another because I went to a bank, and it was kind of a hot mess. But I didn't have near the experience my friend did, which was a bad experience where she thought she was getting a mortgage and then not so much. And what is it that these national firms do? Are they cringeworthy? What makes you stand apart from these national firms?
Well, I'm gonna just start by saying this, okay? I never have been in the business of talking about other companies negatively. I never have done it.
I appreciate that and I respect that.
Yeah, and I'm not gonna start now, okay? But I will tell you this, okay? We have had many people that have called on us before. They've been involved in a process that has taken months on end. I've heard stories from folks who have started with the national mortgage companies and later found out they call back and they don't even know their name. I've talked with people who have paid up front for appraisals, sometimes $500, $600, $700, and then never got a loan in the end. I mean, these are just things that I've heard. But again, I'm not going to say anything bad about a national company or a local company. What I can tell you about, though, is what we do at Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been in business for 26 years. And, you know, to start with just one room, a small one-room office in downtown Wetumpka back in February of 1995, and be where we are today, where we literally close hundreds and hundreds of loans every year for satisfied customers. We've helped so many people. We've protected them from foreclosure when they've been in those situations about to lose their homes. We've been in situations where we have saved people hundreds and thousands of dollars on their interest rates. You know, so I can just tell you this, fast closings, we get to know our customers, and we offer a great service. So if you need a mortgage on your home, whether it's to buy one or refinance one, or a loan on a tract of land or a mobile home or a credit rebuilder loan, you know, we do all of those things. So whether you have perfect credit or not so perfect credit, you know, just look to the company that's been here for over 26 years. I mean, that's nearly three decades. So we're here to help you out, and we have a lot of satisfied customers. So I will tell you that much. And to your friend, God bless her. I hope it all works out. And, you know, if the property's in the state of Alabama, maybe she should call me and we can try to help her out. We don't do anything outside the state of Alabama, but that's about all I can tell you about that.
Well, I appreciate it, John Williams. And you have quite the lovely staff there. I tease while you might be the one who comes on my show. Anne Marie is the one I talk about because she shared, you know, April Marie, Anne Marie were kindred spirits.
Yes, your names are very similar. And in fact, we were having a little discussion about that the other day. And I said, you know, April Marie's pretty particular about her name. She don't want you to call her Marie or April. It's April Marie. And I get that. Call you by your name. Y'all are doing great. I hope you have a great rest of the day. Let's just sum this up by saying, next time you need a mortgage, think MCS. Make your next move your best move. Call MCS. 567-9000 is the number. 567-9000. One more time, 567-9000. 9000. Company NMLS number 232876, equal housing lender. Y'all carry on. We'll talk tomorrow.
You sounds great. We'll talk to you then. And I'm going to remind our listeners, two drawings a week. We have the Sweet Creek drawing for $60 gift basket. You can go there and get all sorts of goodies, from sweets to savory vegetables, you name it, it's there. The peach ice cream, phenomenal. Just saying. I'm not saying, I'm just saying. Chris on the line. Hiya, Chris.
Chris, are you there or are you on delay? I can hear us in the background, April Marie. That's why I'm waiting here. Chris?
We've run into some technical difficulties getting Chris on the line.
Right.
We may have to have Chris call. There you are.
Chris, are you there?
All right. We'll have to come back to Chris. Oh, goodness, Joey. Oh, goodness. Did I tell you I've got a great lineup of guests coming in for the next 2 weeks? I'm not going to spoil it, but the next 2 and 3 weeks are going to be super fun on the show.
Yeah, sure.
Just, I'm sitting here looking at my little list here. It's going to be great. One of the things I have to talk to today, one of the things I have to talk about today is this, I've got an audio clip here and I'll set it up for you. There was a school where a young girl was told to take this little test about her her identity, and it's a diversity and inclusion BS thing. And what she was told makes my skin crawl as a parent. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to play that clip and then we'll get to any other callers. 272-9228 if you want to give us a call. 272-9228.
Sorry, April Marie, I was answering the phone. What do you want to do?
Yeah, we're going to play this clip.
All right. One moment. Hold, please, folks. Hold, please. Fox News website is genius. Genius technical abilities by Fox.
We're actually not good. Not this one, the one below it. Okay. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. We're going to just take Chris's call.
Yeah,
we'll get to that. Hiya, Chris.
Hey, guys. Hey, real quick. This Dan Bailey guy with Tucker Carlson.
Yeah.
This is going to get kind of interesting. You know, anytime stuff like this happens on the internet, it explodes, people start looking into people's, you know, profiles and who they are. And interesting part, this guy, first of all, the guy had no ownership in the facility he was in. He had no ownership in the tackle shop at all. That he was just there. But the funny part is, it's starting to come out this guy has connections with the CIA, possibly.
Oh, that's creepy.
He was part of an Asian foundation and some other stuff. So this could get some legs. It's going to be really interesting. And second of all, if a man wants to confront another man, you don't do it in front of someone's child.
Never.
You take him outside.
Never.
And be a man about it. Don't be a coward and do that in front of a child. That's pretty pathetic. But I think this is going to really... Because of all the stuff going on with Tucker Carlson and the CIA, you know, unmasking him and doing all this stuff, this could really gain some legs and some traction. Something is going on with Tucker Carlson, and they're scared to death of this guy.
Yeah,
and,
there's.
I think it could have been a setup too.
Well, I have, as you said, I've got questions about the timeliness of it, and it was like the guy knew what he wanted to say. It was just a very odd situation, truth be told, just odd.
Yeah, but like the video, the camera, I mean, the camera was like perfect, you know what I mean? It was like someone came in and said, hey, man, I'm gonna confront Tucker Carlson, you know, have the camera there sized up for me. It was just, it looked really contrived. But I mean, if this guy has connection to the CIA and there's some other things going on there, man, this could really start having some legs here, especially with the unmasking stuff now.
All right. Well, thanks for calling. We're going to keep an eye on it and I'll keep you guys all posted on what we see and find out. Thanks, Chris.
All right. Sure. Take care.
All right. Doug on the line. Hiya, Doug.
Hey, Hey, I'm not going to take credit for this. I heard this on the radio. But Greg might be mad at me. Sometimes I drift off of 93.1 in the morning and go to Rick and Bubba. They have a famous saying, and they are referring to it in biblical terms. But it doesn't have to have anything to do with the Bible or your beliefs. Equal, but not same. As far as people treating each other. You're a woman, I'm a man, but we're both humans, right?
Right.
You're much younger than I am. I'm much older than you. I'm not dark, but hey, you know what I'm saying? We have different color skin tone, and just, you know, you can be a crazy left loon and think that abortion is the greatest thing that ever happened to women's health or women's rights, or you can believe like me and you do. And it, and what I mean by equal is we're humans. You don't have to try to sell them on the Bible. And I mean, I just, that is the way I was raised, was to do that, because equal, but not same, equal, but different, I guess. I don't know. That's what my daddy used to say, but I don't know. I just want to add my 2 cents. And you had a lot of words of advice about that, and you all right. Shame on the American society and how they've just gotten to where they can hide behind the keyboard and be a name I can't call on the radio. I'm enjoying it, young lady.
Thank you, Doug. I appreciate that. All right. We're going to hit a quick break. When we come back, we will we'll find that clip I want to play, and we'll talk about the wildness going on in our classrooms. More from April Marie Fogle in just a moment.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And if you're currently renting, this one is for you.
First-time homebuyers typically have lots of questions. What does my credit score have to be? How much can I afford? What will my payment be? What's my down payment? We get it. Buying a home is a big deal, but it doesn't have to be a big headache. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we make the process as easy as possible.
Getting started is simple. Don't put the cart before the horse. Your very first step should be to speak with an experienced loan originator, like ourselves, who will walk hand-in-hand with you. You can give us a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to begin the quick Alabama Home Mortgage pre-approval process.
Long gone are the days of huge down payments. You'll be amazed at how little money, if any, is required to buy your first home.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Rent no longer, it's time to buy. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
When someone drives up to your house, generally the first thing they see is your driveway, your invitation. Someday when you sell your home, your driveway will be the first to speak for how well you've maintained this investment. Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earned and Concrete Technologies. Call us today for all of your concrete needs, your driveway and your swimming pool, as well as complete outdoor living areas, fire pits, fireplaces, stamped and patterned patios, retainer walls, and drainage systems to complete the outdoor living area. Our team's been together for many years, and our goal is to be the best. We have ideas to share and hundreds of pictures on Facebook posted for your viewing. For years, you've seen our trucks in your streets and our signs in your neighbor's yards. Isn't it time you called 334-284-9292? And do follow us on Facebook for hundreds of pictures of current and past projects. Call Penny Earn today, 334-284-9292. 334-284-9292.
Penny Earn Concrete, beautiful changes.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. You are listening to Straight Talk with April Marie Fogle. Joey Clark here, keeping me out of trouble.
Hello.
When I'm not complicating him by sending him multiple things at once. That was my bad.
Well, no, it's not you. Fox purposely designs their site to be terrible, so they, you know, pay us more money and it won't be bad. Ugh. I hate that strategy.
Yeah, it's a terrible strategy. All right, so this is the clip I wanted to play and see if y'all's blood boils as much as mine does. 272-9228 if it does. We'll start here.
Her parents, take a look.
During distance learning, I was asked to complete the equity survey. My teacher said that I could not skip any questions even when I didn't understand them. One question asked us what genderfi we identified with. I was very confused along with a lot of other classmates. A boy in my class asked my teacher if his mom could explain the question to him because even after the teacher explained it, he still didn't understand. My teacher told him that he was not allowed to ask his mom and that we could not repeat any of the questions to our parents. I'm on the school board.
What? I'm going to say that out loud, although we're going to hear it again in a minute. They're told during distance learning, by the way, where parents aren't supposed to be in the room, same room as their kids, to answer a diversity and inclusion survey that asks them what gender they'd like to identify. And when a young man says he doesn't understand what they're asking, the teacher specifically says, don't talk to your parents about this. Oh, them fighting words there. All right, we're going to keep going.
To know how uncomfortable and nervous this made me.
That student Haley Yazgar and her mom Kelsey Yazgar join us now. All right, I'm going to start with you, Haley. So tell me exactly what happened when you were given this survey and didn't understand the question.
So when I was in the survey, I was taking a few questions, and on the gender identification question, I got very confused and kind of nervous after a boy asked his mom, after the teacher explained it, that we could not tell our parents anything. That just made me very nervous and uncomfortable.
Yeah, has your mom ever told you never to, when anyone, an adult especially, says don't tell mom, that's probably not a good thing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I bet she did tell you that. Kelsey, tell me what happened when you heard that the school was actually giving the survey and instructing children not to tell their parents about it.
You know, the funny thing is we were informed that this equity audit was going to be taking place, but the survey itself, they didn't inform us of the day it was taking place, or we weren't really sure a lot of details behind it. And due to the lack of transparency from the school district and from Equity Alliance of Minnesota, the third party that the school district has brought in to perform this audit, we were not informed of the questions on this survey. And when my daughter came forth and told me that her teacher, you know, had said you cannot skip any questions, even if you don't understand them, and so when children were asking.
The question, by the way, they're showing the question. The question asked the student if they identify as male, female, transgender, and non-binary. It makes complete sense that children would not necessarily know what the last two mean. Because why? Because it's not normal. Yes, children have gender dysphoria, but that is not common. It is, I'm not saying that the child is abnormal. I'm saying the condition is not normal. It is not common in spite of what the leftists will have us believe. Then the other thing is, I am having age-appropriate talks with my children about, on the regular basis, about body safety and rules. We talked earlier about the Catholic Church. Before my daughter started her communion classes, they had a safe, and before they did reconciliation, they had like a safe body, safe touch conversation, a video we had to watch. It's a very common practice for parents to tell their kids if something makes you uncomfortable, or if someone told you to keep a secret from your parents, that you should talk to your parents about it. To have a school system telling the kids not to do that, that would make my children feel uncomfortable, and most children, I'm sure. We're going to keep going.
asking questions and asking if they could ask their parents about it. I was very upset when I found out that she was told not to repeat any of the questions to me or any other adult in her life. I do want to say, though, I believe that this wasn't just a single case that her teacher made this decision. We have been informed that this came down from administration, and Equity Alliance of Minnesota instructed them to make sure the children did not share this information with their parents, and that should pose a great concern in any parent's eyes.
Yeah, again, this is called the Equity Alliance of Minnesota. They're doing an audit on your school, apparently for, you know, advancing racial justice. When you see what they're doing, let's just get down to the brass tacks here of what this organization wants to do. These organizations come into schools because they claim that they want to bring about more racial harmony. Do you think that these organizations are actually accomplishing that, or do you think it's causing more division among children and especially children of different races?
It is 100% causing division amongst races and schools and amongst children. Children do not see color. They are taught to see color. And when you bring things like Equity Alliance of Minnesota into our school district, equity is the mask that critical race theory hides behind. And we are not okay with those type of ideologies being taught.
All right, I'm going to stop it there. It goes on. I encourage everybody to look up this child's story because it's absolutely wild to think about. We have educators in our schools, and it's happening at a local level. And here's what's happening, guys. And we talked about this last week with the Board of Education supervisor. The school board itself and the school administration will stand behind the idea that it's not a formal part of the curriculum. It's in CRT, equity, this anti-racism training is, quote, not in the curriculum, but that doesn't mean your children aren't being exposed to it. And that's why I believe we have to go further than saying, okay, it's not there. We have to say it's not allowed to be there. Because with teachers and administrators and guidance counselors are sneaking in under the guise of things that are already approved into the curriculum is this kind of nonsense. It's the idea that you can choose as a child to be one of eight genders. It's the idea that you can do so and not have your family and your parents know. It's absolutely wild to me watching. We had the woman from the Compassion Coalition Project on the other day, and she was in studio with us, and she was saying schools are allowing children at young, very, very young ages within these friends groups to all decide they're a different gender or gender binary and change their names, start using pronouns that of they or them, things that the parents don't know about. And worse than allowing it to happen and have a conversation with the parents about how you're going to address it, there are individuals out there who are actively keeping it from the parents, and that's just wrong. We are going to hit a quick break when we come back here. More local, state, and federal politics with April Marie Fogle and Joey Clark in the house. I'm trying not to say that phrase. It's very entertaining. All right, we'll be right back. 272-9228. What would you have done if this was your child or grandchild and they said, hey, I had questions about something at school and my teacher told me I was specifically not allowed to ask you for guidance? I'd be interested to hear that. Be right back in a minute.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Are you sitting there daydreaming about the day you retire? The day they have the office party for you and at quitting time you pack up all your stuff and you leave work for one last time? Well, you better stop daydreaming because it'll be here before you know it. And if you haven't already called him, you better do it right now. I'm talking about David Ernest. David is an asset preservationist. That means he's a guy who helps you keep your money. That old 401k or that IRA that's just laying around, let David Ernest roll it into something for you that's going to start earning money and getting you set up for retirement. Call David Ernest today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. He's been doing this for nearly 40 years, and he's the money man with the money plan. Let David Ernest put your money to work for you. Call him right now, 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hey, this is Ray Bowles of Prattville Carpet. And since we've been advertising on Blue Water, our sales have increased dramatically. Blue Water has a large listening audience that is very faithful to their advertisers, and we greatly appreciate that. If you're thinking about advertising for your business, I would highly recommend Blue Water.
Radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop, where the word expert means knowledge and knowledge means the Herb Shop. Let the experts at the Herb Shop help you feel better today. Check them out on the web at herbshopal.com. The Herb Shop, Pepper Tree Shopping Center, Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Today is a day that will feel like we're living in a sauna. The heat index is expected to reach a dangerous level. The actual high temperature today headed for the mid-90s, heat index near or above the 105 danger range. So slow down, stay hydrated. There will be some widely scattered random storms that'll cool down a few lucky towns, but many towns will get skipped. Tonight's low, a steamy 76. Tomorrow and Wednesday, scattered thunderstorms will be a little bit more numerous. Still, though, the high temperature will be in the low to mid-90s both days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hello, Joey. I forgot to tell you about my Sunday morning adventure. Do you want to hear about my Sunday morning adventure?
Yes.
So, the children and I, all lying in bed, visions of sugar plums dancing in our head. Three little monkeys and me. It was 7 a.m. on the button. That is unheard of. My son gets up at 5, between 5 and 5:15. But no, alas, it was 7 a.m. And I had done something to karmically wreck it for me. Because for the first time ever, every alarm, every fire and smoke detector in my house started going off. Rawr, fire, rawr, fire, 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 proceed to nearest exit, fire. Fire. They're all connected to one system. I have no idea what caused it, but sure enough, my entire house was yelling at me and the children. The first two have the good sense to get up and run to the front door. The third one standing in bed crying, screaming his head off because he cannot believe this is what woke him. So I leave the children on the front porch and then I go to investigate to make sure there's no smoke in the basement. There was not. I have no idea what caused this. It was just the world against me sleeping in. That's what caused that. I'm just saying, not a good way to wake up on a Sunday.
No, that sounds miserable.
It was really, really, and then my daughter thought it was hysterical for the rest of the day. She's like, everybody would listen. Do you know what woke us up? All right. Let me tell you about my friends, Josh and Leslie Ryder over at Dillon Rings real quick. They are located at 119 Brown Springs Road, just off Atlanta Highway. Man, do they make gorgeous jewelry. I can say this because I know she doesn't listen to my show, but they're making a really special ring for my babysitter. Her husband has called in something special and Josh is designing it. And I'm quite excited to see the final product. They're using moissanite. Have you ever heard of the stone moissanite? Moissanite is a clear ring, almost like a diamond, kind of a cubic zirconia type thing. But I encourage you, no matter what you dream up for the piece of jewelry you want in your life, for yourself or a loved one, call Dillon Rings and they can make it happen. They're at 334-215-3669. You can visit their website, dillonrings.com, or check them out on Facebook. You will not be disappointed. Tell them that April Marie sent you. So I was, when I saw the Tucker Carlson clip, it didn't register at first, but maybe Tucker Carlson and fly fishing is the problem here. And the reason I say this is because one of my favorite ever Tucker Carlson clips is he was fly fishing out in Central Park in New York. This is years and years ago. And he gets confronted by a guy who just walks around doing viral videos for YouTube. And he didn't even connect who this was. He didn't connect it to Tucker Carlson until later. But this is another confrontation Tucker Carlson had that could have gone badly, but instead ended up going okay. So you got to listen to this. So setting this up for you as we play here is Tucker is fishing and the person sees him and goes down to approach him.
I'm going to forward this a little bit. Guy with camera approaching. Tucker's fly fishing all right. I don't see any reel on that thing. Man, look at those skills, too. That's great technique. That's quite something.
How are you doing?
Great.
I didn't know you could fish here.
What's that?
Huh?
What's that?
It's called a video camera.
Oh.
I didn't know you could fish here.
You can.
You can?
Yeah.
What are you fishing for?
Are you videotaping me?
Yeah.
Why?
Because you're in public, I can.
Well, I know you can. I'm not challenging your right. I just don't know why you
would. I find it interesting that you're fishing in Central Park.
Oh, yeah, it's absolutely allowed. Okay. It's allowed in three ponds. It's allowed in the pond.
I've never seen anybody fish here before. I videotaped that, which I find interesting and unique about the city of New York.
Well, it's a good thing. Yeah, you can. You can go right on the Central Park website, and I'll say you can fish in the mirror.
Yeah, no, I'm not challenging the fact that you can. I'm just curious. I've never seen anybody fishing.
It's not very good fishing, and there are too many people around.
What kind of fish are there?
There are largemouth bass.
In this thing here?
Yep.
And what do you use for bait?
I fly fish, so I use flies.
Do you catch the flies yourself?
No, flies are... I'll show you.
Oh, those are the things you make.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, the string. I'm stupid. I don't fly fish.
It's all right. Most people don't.
I've been like deep, seawater, deep sea fishing on party boats and such, friends boats.
So Tucker gets out the kit.
See, and you tie them.
Yeah. You tie your own flies?
I do, yeah.
You do? Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in California.
Yeah, you did a lot of fly fishing out there?
Not really.
No?
But I learned in later life, and it's a great pleasure and a great sport.
It's like relaxing, right?
Very. And
you live in New York now?
No. Well, I do live here part-time, actually.
Okay.
I can tell by your manner that you're from New York.
Get the hell out of here. Is it my accent?
It's everything about you, I would say. So when you videotape people, and I don't mind.
Right.
But I bet you some people do.
Yeah, they assault me sometimes.
Is that true?
Yeah. It makes for good video, though.
What do you do with the video?
I put it up on my channel. I have a lot of people that follow me.
Do you really?
Yeah.
That's great.
I have about 15,000 people that follow me.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so neat.
Yeah.
What's your channel called?
Well, my YouTube channel is Yosef Bootski. But are you on Twitter?
No. Why do you call it Yosef Bootski?
Well, it's a long story, but I go by the name Joey Boots, and I needed to change my name at one point.
Why?
I needed to sound Israeli. Because I was going live on CNN.
For what?
I was as an eyewitness to a shooting at the LL ticket counter at LAX airport.
I remember it.
Yeah. I was the first live witness on the air.
Are you
with
Israeli?
CNN? No, not at all. As a matter of fact, that I was in my apartment on Long Island. But I called in as an eyewitness to CNN.
Oh.
So I needed to change my name, and I changed it to Yosef Bootski, eyewitness. I wanted to sound like I was supposed to be getting on LL Airlines.
Okay, so it goes on a little bit. We lost Joey's interest. He's like, what is happening here? So the guy doesn't realize he's talking to Tucker Carlson. He's bragging about his 15,000 YouTube watchers. And he's talking to Tucker Carlson, who by that point already had quite the audience himself. But I kind of like the way Tucker handled it. He was like, you're filming me. And at the time, he didn't know if the guy was filming him because he was Tucker Carlson trying to cause trouble or just filming him. And so he was kind of delighted when he realized that the guy was just wandering around Central Park filming other people. It made that clip right there, that video of Tucker Carlson fly fishing. Look it up if you haven't seen it in whole. It's very it's entertaining to me.
I think Joey Boots is CIA.
So he schools him on what a fly is, what a fly fishing is. He shows him his rod. He shows him his things. He has this whole conversation about how the guy became famous and how CNN didn't check out his name. And so he went with this fake name. It's a whole story. It's a whole vibe. It's all of New York right there. Papa B on the line. Hiya, Papa B.
Hi, I'm Maria and Joey.
Had you heard that Tucker Carlson clip before?
Have I heard that clip?
Yeah.
No, that's the first time. And I think Tucker Carlson did handle it real well. I could almost envision him feeling threatened in some ways, especially based on what Antifa did to his family and running them out of, their home and everything. So I'm surprised that he was out there, actually. But, I've often wondered, for people that are TV personalities in particular or have some fame, it must be really tough to even get yourself out there, even to just go shopping, Wouldn't you expect that it's kind of a hassle that having to be stopped every 2 or 3 steps to be talked to,
Well, I think you get to a level, I would imagine, with these superstars, whether they be, news hosts or actors or any other famous person, that it occurs gradually. It occurs with the person who recognizes your laugh at a restaurant or the person who picks your face up off of seeing a viral a viral video or viral picture go online. And then before you know it, you have this and you just have by then adapted. And so, a lot of these individuals, a lot of more famous people live in areas where they can, in fact, go around to the same areas. They frequent the same stores and the same coffee shops because people know them and they're no longer an oddity. Tucker Carlson fly fishing in New York and having Joey Boots with a YouTube channel just walking upon him, not even having any clue who he was. That entertained me.
That is kind of funny. Now, I've told Joey this before, and I think Dan too, but years and years ago, Rich Thomas came into a store that I was working retail, the old Circuit City. And it had been raining like cats and dogs for 2 or 3 weeks. And he came up to the counter and, said, "We ain't gonna cut this water off, Rich." And he gave me a look like, I said if one somebody else asked me that question, I was going to strangulate them. I mean, it's just that look like, oh, my gosh, can I get a minute's rest? And I didn't realize it later. I was like, you know, he's probably getting stopped every 5 minutes to ask that, you know. But anyway.
Him and James Spanbo, well. Right? All right.
Well, I'm sorry, say again?
I said him and James Spann both, right?
That's it. All right. Well, listen, thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks. It was great to hear from you.
Bye-bye.
Oh, goodness. You know, if only we could control get him, Rich Thomas, to control the weather around here. We're going to hit a quick break. When we come back, we will take more calls, 272-9228. If Joey Boots is listening, feel free to call in. If you have ever stopped a celebrity, let me know. Be right back after this.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry on Vaughan Road in the Peppertree Shops. And any of those heirloom pieces that are out of date or old history and things like that, come in and let us re-bling it for you. Yes, our re-blinging program. You got it. We can remake those pieces into something new and bling out the door. Well, you could trade them in for something new and be blung out that way. Or come in and just walk away with a check. So either way, we're going to bling you. So come in and get re-bling with those old pieces you don't use anymore.
Hey, River Agent Tommy from ProLink Security here. Have you heard about this month's special? From now to the end of July, get 4 cameras installed in your home or business for only $699. No contract, no monthly fee. Call today, 334-285-5833. Again, 334-285-5833, or visit us online at ProLinkSEC.com. That's ProLinkSEC.com, or follow us on Facebook.
AESBL license number 475.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Good afternoon. April Marie here. Joey Clark keeping me out of trouble. Bob on the line. Hiya, Bob.
Good afternoon. Top of the afternoon to you.
How's it going?
I just was blown away by a little piece on Fox on the
Young
culture.
Lady.
Well, it was two gays. What I'm talking about, there was the guy that was a CEO of a medical company. I mean, he was clean cut, you know, I'd say 40 to 50-ish, and he goes to church, and he's going to be a granddaddy. He got kids, and they were at some school function. I guess it might have been a restaurant out in. And so these two skinny gays were there, boys. And one of them, the ugliest and the skinniest of the two, was wearing a red dress and heels. Well, I mean, it shocked the guy. And he made the mistake of saying something to them, questioning, you know, why are you doing this? What's going on with you? And they got in a mild altercation. It was nothing large, according to what, you know, was videoed and all that. But I say this because it's scary. These punky little gay kids put this out on the internet, and these Hollywood type gays and other people influential went after this guy's company, medical company. And he weathered it for a while, but then they were smart enough to know the customers of this medical company. So then they went after the customers of the medical company, And his board of directors said, we got to let you go because, you know, they're going to ruin our business by going after our customers. And, I mean, it's like a horror story. I mean, he did hardly anything. And what was amazing, of course, they were interviewing these two funky gay kids. And they said, oh, we're happy he lost his job. We think he should have lost his job. You know, it's, you know, he shouldn't have said anything to us. But that's correct. He should not have. But he did nothing to justify, you know, ruining his career. But that's what the internet can do now with this video. I mean, they sent it all over, and you know, this cancel culture just jumped on it, and in a while, I mean, it was ruined. So.
It was. Well, yeah. So what you're talking about is, so Sam Johnson, he's the now ex-CEO of Visual V-I-S-U-L. There was a young man who went to with his boyfriend to prom. And for whatever reason, not that he needs a reason, he decided to, one of the young men decided to wear a bright red prom dress. And so they got into an argument. The teen started cursing at the guy, and the guy said, saying he could look, wear whatever he wants. And the guy says, well, you look like an idiot. And so the guy just was really being, antagonistic in a way that I, again, in my opinion, no matter what your views, whether I agree with them or disagree with them, no matter what they are, live and let live. We just don't need to confront every single person. And well, that we yeah. see. And so this yeah. guy was really obnoxious. Now, should a grown professional in an executive position lose their job over this? I believe there have been a lot of knee-jerk reactions to behavior that is only short-term behavior or one-off behavior. But it's up to the company. And I've had this conversation before. I worked for an employer who let somebody go for a boneheaded thing. And I talked them into hiring the person back because I said, no, we can't kowtow to the mob. We can't do it. And so, that was a very interesting thing to me to watch because it was cringeworthy to watch the man attack the teenager, but the teenager wasn't stopping the fight. He was instigating to the point where he was cursing at the guy. And so it all around just bad news, people. I just don't feel the need to confront people. I feel like we need to be better people. Spend your energy for making the community around you better and stronger where you can, and taunting and intimidating a youthful teen doing something that I would consider boneheaded, and it sounds like you would too, isn't the best use of our time and energy.
Well, he made a big mistake. I mean, that was pretty extreme, but that just shows you the power that's out there with the internet and this minority group in this country that has so much power that they can do that to me. That's the scary part. So, yeah, you got to walk a thin line and you got to keep your mouth closed in a lot of situations you don't like. And, it should be a lesson. For myself, because I'm quick to comment if I don't like.
Here's my position on this, okay? Because I used to be more quick. I'm now a little bit a little less quick to comment. Is what am I adding to the conversation? And I'm also equally quick to do, Bob. I'm equally quick to walk away from someone who's not contributing to the conversation I'm trying to have or the goal trying to reach. So when someone, I'm happy to talk to anybody with differing views, but you call me a name, you misrepresent who I am or what I believe, you say something about my family, you no longer get the ability to talk to me. I don't have time for people that narrow-minded.
Well, if we would follow strictly Judeo-Christian standards, we wouldn't be caught up into this, okay? Don't turn the other cheek and don't be critical and so on and so forth. I mean, that would eliminate this, unfortunately. We're not as good as we wish we were.
Well, and I've said that, it was very challenging for me coming of age, becoming an adult when homosexuality was still somewhat taboo, and there was whether or not individuals should be able to get married. And my perspective has always been, who am I to judge? I certainly don't like being judged, don't want to be judged. I've made some significant mistakes in my life. I've made some life choices that other people don't agree with. I've made some, and it goes on and on and on. And so, so I don't necessarily have to put myself in the position of hanging out with people or on a regular basis that I disagree with, but live and let live is where I am. I will protect my children from things I believe they need to be protected from until it's age appropriate. But adults can do what they want to do. And it's been a really interesting, even watching my own progression as a somebody who was very, very, very into the church when I was younger, who then got away from the church and returned and left again. It's been interesting to watch how my perspective has changed to where I've gotten now, which is, God will judge us. And God, but right. The more meaningful thing to me than God judging, because that's right. the fire and brimstone Baptist in right. me, is the God is forgiving.
Right. Things have changed, they've been worried.
Like, really? They have. All right. Well, thanks, Bob.
Thank you.
Sam on the line. Hiya, Sam.
Hey, for Maria. Hey, thank you for taking my call. I thought I'd chime in this afternoon and say good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I like the Tucker clip earlier because what it showed, got past the camera and the Tucker was engaging. The true personalities of the people came out. You know, it was nice and it was casual and it just, they weren't all uptight I thought that was,
That could have gone very badly one way or another. Tucker could have just said, get that camera out of my face, F off. And he asked some probing questions, figured out the guy was harmless and had a great conversation. The video goes on another probably 3 minutes of Tucker talking about fly fishing and entertainment and the guy's YouTube channel. And it was really cool.
You know, he was giving the details of it. He was very engaging, and I just thought that was very telling about the good aspects of the personality. Okay. Would you like to hear a quick funny?
Always.
Here we go. I want to say once again thank you to Blue Water. There was a brew fest here in downtown Montgomery.
I remember. I gave away tickets.
Yes. I got a ticket off Joey, Mr. Clark. And, I had a great time, went down there. Well, about an hour into it, I ran into, I don't know if you're familiar with Haley Sutton and Madison Yeagers. They're two young ladies, absolutely really pretty. But they're, Madison, she works the sport desk over at Channel 8. And Haley, she works the news desk at Channel 12. And so, I see them on the news all the time, but it was just, when I bumped into them, it was like I was running into old friends. They didn't know who I was. But I'm like, Haley, Madison, how you doing? And they were just as nice as they could be. And remember, this was about an hour into the brew fest, so I figure my conversation sounded like, hey, but still, but point of it is, they were very engaging. They were very nice, and they let me take a picture, and God bless them. But it's nice to run into good people. You just never know. But that's what that reminded me of, and I thought I'd share that. Thank you, Blue Water.
I appreciate that. Thanks, Sam. and I'm glad you were able to go. I always enjoy giving away tickets. I'm going to have to call downstairs at some point and see what we got tickets to coming up.
One other thing. The thing earlier about Tucker, when you were talking about the woman that mouthed off and carried on, I remember.